This is the July 7th meeting of the Governance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. I'm the Chair, George Ryder. I'm going to call the roll. Lona Elias, Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Virginia Browning. Stephen Brown. Mal Bernstein.
Here.
Present.
Myself, George Ryder, Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Present.
John Wenger.
Present.
Margie Wilkinson. Okay, that's 10 members. That's quorum. You should all have the agenda in front of you or sent to you today. Is there anybody that needs it read?
I do. Serene does.
I do too, George. I didn't get it.
Okay. It's on KPFTX, if you have access to it now. And it's taking me just a moment to get it up. And here it is. And so, the first item is approval of the draft agenda. Approval of past minutes, which I'm told we have. Consideration of the confidentiality policy and statements. Mal Bernstein. Discussion of secessionist tendencies at KPFT, Lawrence Reyes. A meeting with regard to resolution with regard to meeting dates. With canceling meetings, William Heerwagen. Resolution with regard to sharing financial documents, Nancy Sabara Naratomi. Discussion on membership rate, Serene Roberts. Adjourn at 10:30. Are there any additions or changes to that agenda?
Yeah, this is William. Did you anybody get an email that I sent adding a preamble to the motion?
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Any other additions, changes? Okay. Is there hearing no objections? Then the agenda is as just read and as posted. First item is the minutes. Nancy, you submitted the minutes. I don't know that I actually have them yet, but I gather everybody else does. Let me ask, if you don't have the minutes...
I made minutes, but they're really brief. I've sent them to you. I think some people got them, and I don't know why you're not getting it.
I got it now.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just really brief. I can make it more detailed later on and amend it, but... maybe we better start voting on these minutes.
Would you prefer to postpone it before we decide to approve it or not?
Well, whatever the group feels.
Actually, it looks fine to me. I would be just reading it quickly. You've got the motions that were put on the floor and how they were disposed of. So.
Okay.
Seems fine to me. Is there any objection to the minutes as Nancy posted?
Give me a few more seconds to read them.
Sure.
Olivia, did I get yours right, the timeline for the bylaws amendments? Was that developed by the PMB?
I didn't put one out. George put it out.
Oh, okay, so it's not Lydia's motion, it's George's then.
Well, I might have made the motion to have it on the agenda, but. George developed the time.
So how shall I change this?
You don't need to change it. It was Lydia's motion.
All right.
That's fine. John, are you okay with it?
Yeah, I'm okay with him.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion? To the minutes?
Excuse me. What are the dates of the minutes?
June 2nd.
Yes. It's our last meeting.
That's it? Just one?
That's it, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, we have more, but I would have to go back and listen to them and write them up. I think George is done. I'm not sure. Who was your secretary before?
There was no secretary before.
Oh, wow.
We have some minutes, but I think there's two missing. I can talk to you afterwards about which one is missing.
Okay, George, okay.
Okay, so the next item, finally and at last, is Mal Bernstein's discussion of the confidentiality policy and statements. Mal, would you like to introduce it and motivate it?
Yeah, it'll take me a while just to let it sink in that we finally gotten to discuss it. When I first put this on the agenda, I think the problem was worse than it is now, but it's still a potential problem, and I would like to see us create a committee to study what is done in private and what is done in public, and to develop some rules so that we don't go into executive session, and by we I'm referring specifically to the PNB, but the same thing will apply to LSBs as well. We are, after all, a public entity, and we deal with the public, and I think we should have a policy of not going into executive session unless absolutely necessary. I mean, dealing with employees and dealing with attorney's advice are two obvious executive sessions subjects. But we seem to be going into executive session far too much for far too many reasons. And I would like to see us at least study to come up with a basic system whereby we don't go into executive session when we think, gee, this could be embarrassing to somebody, but we only do it when absolutely necessary. And I don't think I should say any more about it. I think we need to see if I'm the only one who finds this a problem. But if not, I would like George to have you set up a committee to come back with some possible rules.
You want this to be a subcommittee or a working group of the governance?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a motion then that you're making.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
I mean, we're bound by open meeting requirements, and I think that the people who do the posting usually have to use that or choose to use the wording in that open meetings requirement, which is very limiting. I support this. I don't have a problem with it. I'm not sure if we need a committee or if we do that, they should simply invoke that. The language is very specific. So I completely agree. And they have had, CPB has had their ombudsman, I know because I received an email at one point, because they had received complaints that we were overusing the executive session and putting too much in executive session. So it does come to their attention for sure, and I'm trying to dig out the open meeting requirements. But if we follow that to the letter of what we have to post when we have an executive session, you can see that oftentimes it doesn't meet that requirement. But I don't oppose it. I totally support it.
Yeah, John into the queue.
John, go ahead.
Yeah, I basically agree with Lydia. I think that the state law is definitive. I think the problem is just a lack of compliance with it. It's an implementation issue. How can you get the PNB to actually follow the state law? That's the thing that needs to be studied. The requirement is clear. The implementation for compliance is not at all clear.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
And, George, you're really muted for me. Does anybody else have trouble hearing George?
You're low, George.
Oh, maybe the battery's going up. I'm going to switch to a speakerphone. Let's see how that works. Is that any better?
Slightly. You're still
very little bit better. Very little.
Not to me. I can't hear it.
Well, I can talk louder. How's this?
Fine.
Say it again.
What did you change since the meeting started?
Are you on a cell or a landline?
It's a landline.
Why don't you try just dialing in again? Maybe get a cleaner line. It could just be a different, a circuit problem.
Okay, I will do that. I'm going to hang up for a minute. And Lydia, would you take charge of the committee while I do that and get whatever other comments people want to make?
Yeah.
Yes. Are there any other comments on this? I did.
Yeah, William.
Go ahead, William.
Okay, I'm not even sure that LSBs are keeping minutes of executive sessions. I think I heard a comment somewhere that somebody wasn't keeping minutes. So I don't know how you're going to verify what's going on. And it would have to be someone, that's the only way to do it, because if you read the statements as to why they went to executive session, it's always, to discuss, and then they use the words that are in the bylaws that say, if it's a deal with a particular employee or it's a legal contract. But you don't really know what they're talking about unless you get the minutes. It's going to be a lot of work if somebody tries to investigate this.
Okay, so if I may, I'll read the section in the open meeting requirements. This is just CPB. The law also provides exceptions to the open meeting requirement. Closed sessions can be conducted to consider matters relating to individual employees, proprietary information, litigation, and other matters requiring the confidential advice of counsel. Commercial or financial information obtained from a person on a privileged or confidential basis, or the purchase of property or services whenever the premature exposure of such purchase would compromise the business interests of any such organization. So it's pretty specific. This came up with the personnel committee after we adjourned. Because the personnel committee wanted to meet in closed session in order to develop questions to ask prospective candidates applying for the position. My experience has been the committees I've been on, they've elected to do that in closed session, so that the applicants don't know what we're asking. But when you go to actually post the wording from CPB on the site, it just hits you in the face that even that is not appropriate because it's not about a specific individual employee, for example. Or even if you put the prospective employee in there, what's the worst that can happen? What it really means, your determination is based on their answer. Questions are probably pretty standard anyway. I don't think anything is exceptional. So it's those gray areas that you have to where I think if you're having to decide between executive session and open session, I think we should try to err on the side of open session.
but that's just me.
William agrees.
I mean, who is that?
William, I agree.
Oh, William, go ahead.
No, I agree with you.
Oh, okay. So the motion on the floor is to have a working group to develop a further defining policy on meeting the closed session requirement and the open session requirement. I think that that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any objection? Okay, hearing no objection. We will have a working group on this issue. Now, how to populate it. Is George back yet?
I am back, yes.
Oh, okay. You want to take over in populating it?
Yes. Do we have some volunteers for that?
Well,
Mal?
Yeah, well, if nobody else will, I will.
Okay, Mal.
Mal?
Who's that?
Lawrence. I'm sorry?
Lawrence okay.
Will. Mal,
okay.
Lawrence, anyone else?
Nancy.
Mal, Lawrence, Nancy.
Okay, sounds like a good working group.
About right for that kind of task, yes.
Okay.
Anybody else who really wants to be there, but it seems to me three people is about right for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Good. Let's move to our next item on the agenda, which is...
A point of information, George, Nancy.
Yes. Yes.
How do we communicate with each other on the listserv so that everybody in the group can see what we're thinking or doing or what?
I assume that you can get each other's emails. They're all on the listserv. I mean, just go back and look at a past email from the governance committee, and you'll have their emails. And then share phone numbers.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to if the others could see what we're doing? Do we have a listserv? We do have listserv, don't we?
Well, I gather from Otis that there's been some problem with the listservs that it would be fixed.
Oh, that's right, that's right. That's
and,
right.
That, yes, you can share whatever you're doing, and you can ask for opinions from a committee at any point by going to the list.
Okay.
And I'll send the open meeting requirement to whoever I believe is on the committee. Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay. The next item is the discussion of secessionist tendencies at KPFT. Lawrence Reyes.
George.
Yes.
I turned that. Remember, we turned that item over and waited. We want to wait for those people who, from KPFT, who have subject matter information in regards to that. I just wanted it on the agenda. Today would be able to articulate what it is, what tendencies there are at KPFT.
Well, we have three members from KPFT here. I don't know what the issues are. Nancy, do you?
Some of our KPFT board members wanted to get out of Pacifica and become an affiliate station. This is some, not all, and they want to make their own bylaws and not be bound by helping out the other stations when they need financial support. But that opinion has been changed. It's not so voiced anymore. So I think this, but I worry about this less than I did before. I don't know what, I can't say too much, and this is an open session, and I really can't speak for what people are thinking. I really can't, and just what they say, that's all. I'm done.
Joseph, did you have anything you wanted to say?
I would suggest that what Nancy has said was still operating, that there was a group of people who, I suppose, out of their frustration with getting reports and fundraising and all the other efforts that don't seem to have created sufficiency in the Pacifica, that they sought some solution that would give them a sense of control that they do not now have, and so suggested becoming an independent for some reason and get rid of Pacifica. Sort of a, I don't know, a breakaway group almost is what the sense of that is.
Okay. Did any of that ever come to a vote?
This is strange.
Just asking a question of either Nancy or and then you'll be up, Serena. I don't recall any of that ever coming to a vote. Did it ever?
No vote. But there was our former chair, Leo Gold, was making a committee, a task force to check out how would we proceed to pull out of Pacifica. But that committee is not functioning that I know of. And anyway, it was based on that we're giving out a lot of financial support to other stations, and that is kind of been promoted on the air by our manager, and from the recent information from the CFO, who before he departed, that KPFT is really loaned money, but.
Actually, he forgot to say that we always got our loans back.
I don't know, Nancy.
I asked the question, which was just whether it
came
up.
Sorry.
You answered it. You can get back on the stack after Serene. Serene, go ahead.
Okay, that's right.
Serene?
So I would move to table this item and to have a note sent to other governance committee members from Houston asking them to be available at the next. To let them know it's been tabled and will remain tabled until they show up at a meeting and ask that it be put back on the agenda. And I would say it's a good thing for KPFT that they didn't receive. They wouldn't have been able to borrow that money from KPFA for the transmitter they had.
So the motion is to table it. Actually, all the governance committee meeting members from KPFT are here, I believe.
No, there were four.
I'm the only PNB member, and the two members from the LSB. So the motion is to table.
I'm sorry, point of information, Kuru Warren?
Yes.
Who brought the motion initially, if you recall? Or the issue? Who brought the issue to the table?
I think I remember.
Wasn't it Lauren?
No, I think it was Nancy. It might have been Lawrence who said Nancy had something she wanted to talk about, but they were going to defer until Nancy could attend.
Is Lawrence on the call?
He was.
George, I can answer the question.
We don't actually have a motion on the floor, in any case. Uh-huh. So we don't need to table anything. If we want to, we can just move on.
Stop talking about it, right?
Exactly. Okay, hearing no objection to that, then, we will just move on.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. If it's not on the floor, why were we talking about it?
We were having a discussion, but nobody made a motion. So there's
nothing to table. Well, I just made a motion to table it. It was on the agenda, and I'm making a motion to table it.
And George has just ruled that we don't need a formal motion.
Because there's no one made a motion. You can't move to table a motion which didn't exist. Mal made it, was open with a discussion, but he introduced the motion so we could act on it. This discussion didn't lead to a motion, so there's nothing to act on. We can just move on.
George, this is Lydia.
Lydia, good.
Can you move to table an item on the agenda? I've heard that done before. Committee, anyway.
I'm not even discussing it. I don't care. I think it's out of order. The effect is the same thing. We will end discussion on this. My ruling, if you want to make it a ruling, is that it's not necessary and, in fact, improper because there is no motion in front of us. So if you want to argue with that, then fine. We'll make it. You can argue with it, but that's my understanding of what the procedure is. So is there any objection to that ruling?
It saves a vote.
Okay, hearing none, then we'll move on to the next item, which is William. Here, argument. William, there was a preamble to that. I think you should probably read the whole thing.
Okay. Whereas neither Pacifica bylaws nor Robert's Rules of Order specify a process for cancellation of committee meetings, the Governance Committee urges the Pacifica National Board to approve the following as a standing rule. Resolve that meeting dates, including recurring meetings on the Pacifica board meeting calendar, which have been established by a majority vote of a committee and properly noticed, shall not be canceled except by a majority vote at a properly noticed meeting at which quorum is achieved, or by the written email, in parentheses, consent of a majority of committee members. And then I just changed a word here from something else to said consent shall be sent to the entire committee. That's the end.
Okay. Anyone want to speak to this?
Yeah, me, Mal.
Good.
I just have a question. If you have a noticed committee meeting, which no one moves the table or to change or whatever, but you don't have a quorum, what happens?
Nothing.
Well, I don't think that William, you can speak if it's not correct, but I don't think William is speaking to that issue. He's speaking to the case where the chair, for instance, decides to cancel a meeting, so this is saying, well, you can't do that. You have to get if it's been already noticed, it was duly noticed, you need a regular meeting with a quorum to cancel it. Is that correct, William?
That's correct. Maybe I'll take that other subject up as a project. But, yeah, it's not in this motion.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else want to speak to this? Is there any objection to it? Hearing none, we'll forward it to the PNB.
William, can you please email me I did not receive your preamble, and I'm making it the PNB agenda.
Great.
So I would appreciate. Yes, this is Lydia. Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is a motion that was postponed from last week, as was this one. And it was by Nancy. Nancy, there was some suggestion it was going to be reworked. Is there a reworked version that we should consider, or is the version we've got in front of us, which was the version of last month, what we should talk about?
We had voted to, or we had agreed to table this, and that there was, Serena brought up, and actually I know Adriana Casanave has a similar motion on the PMB table, although the only difference is hers is a quarterly report from management, and I was thinking that's too long to wait. Quarter, I would like it like a little bit sooner, like monthly or bi-monthly, but a whole quarter going by before we get a report. And I just don't know if I'm being how I would like to know how the group feels about that.
John, into the queue.
John, go ahead.
At KPFK in Los Angeles, we have monthly reports by management, and I think that's very useful. I don't know how anybody could get along without them.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I don't think you ever got an answer to your first question, which was there to be an amended version, or are we talking about the version that came up last month?
I assumed that the answer I got was that we're going to talk about the same version from what Nancy said, but maybe I should get that clearer. Nancy, is what you want us to discuss what's in front of us now, or is there something else?
Well, I had asked for monthly last month, and I really don't have the motion that Adriana has made. I mean, I've heard it on the stream, but I don't have it in print. But we do get a monthly report from our manager at KPFT, but I was hoping to have more, like some documents to go with it to show that it's, you know, actual figures.
Could we get an answer to the specific question? Are we talking about what was on the table last month, or do you have something new you want us to talk about?
Yeah, the new point is that instead of waiting quarterly for a detailed report, I would like to have it sooner than quarterly. Because I had asked for monthly. That's the only thing, and we didn't discuss further.
There's some confusion here between a motion that Adriana has introduced, which talks about a quarterly basis, but the one that you introduced already talks about a monthly basis.
Yes.
So I take it then, again, that what you're asking us to reconsider is the same motion we considered last time. Is that correct?
Yes.
This is Lydia.
Like pulling teeth.
Lydia, go ahead.
I think where the confusion is that the bylaws require the LSBs to review the budgets quarterly and so forth. And I think Adriana's motion also asked for these more frequent reports. I don't remember. Don't have it in front of me. Although I've read it several times. But regardless, you're only going to get those reports when they close the books type of thing, right? Which isn't always exactly on the month, doesn't exactly coincide with when you might be having your board meeting and so forth. So there was some tweaking of that language by the Finance Committee. It doesn't hurt if we pass this and let the Finance Committee fetter it up. They already have Adriana's motion that's being slightly reworked. So if the element of monthly is thrown in there, then that can be further defined. It doesn't hurt to move this forward to the Finance Committee. So I would vote in favor of this and let the Finance Committee wordsmith it.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Yeah, John, into the queue.
John, go ahead.
What I was saying is we have, at KPFK, we get a written report every month, and then they come to the LSB and give us an oral report and answer questions about both their oral report and their written report. The issue of budgetary review is the additional piece of information. We at KPFK have not been doing this, and this has been due to a lack of data from the financial office. We talked about this, I think, before, but we are now getting that data, and I think that basically the LSB is required to review the budget, because what happens is sometimes you have more money or less money or whatever, and you need to respond to the fact that 3 months have gone by and you have to change the budget. And so I think that's the issue that needs to be brought into, made operational around the network, because I think we all understand the network has financial problems pretty much all over the place, and not always every month, but pretty much every year, every station has some financial issues that need to be addressed, and it's the LSB's job to address those no less than quarterly. So I think that is the thing. I think that the monthly reporting by the GM plus his relevant managers, the Finance Committee stuff, needs to be done monthly, and it's good to do it in writing. It's good to be, and also orally, and also with a question and answer session. But the additional thing that needs to be done is budgetary reviews quarterly in a way that makes sense. And the rate limiting items are getting the data into the system, getting the reports out of the system, and then management having a little bit of time to figure out what are we going to do because of whatever financial new facts have come in, and then to meet with the LSB and to produce a new budget. Realistically, that could take 1 to 3 months to do. But if we ultimately have to move toward real-time financial data, we all need systems, ideally based on Great Plains, which provide us with real-time data so that the business manager can just hit the enter key and produce his reports and give them to the GM. And the GM takes a week, and then he reports, then he goes to the LSV meeting a week later, and you got it all done in 2 weeks. That's what you should aspire to. So that's the end of my remark.
I have a problem with this in that it says that we should pass a similar resolution for sharing of all financial documents by management with the LSBs on a monthly basis. I'm sure that's not what's really intended by all financial documents.
Mr. Lydia.
Yeah. Get Lydia.
So I would like to amend it to say all relevant financial documents required by the LSB to carry out its fiduciary function.
I'd like to respond to that, to Lydia's remark there.
Well, okay, so Lydia made an amendment. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, so as a friendly thing. Lydia, would you agree that what you mean is, or intended to say, is that basically the shall forward... I forward all financial documents relevant to the modification and updating of the budget, because that's the issue: is getting out that quarterly budget report and updating the budget. And so, obviously, to do that, you need to get all the financial reports which are relevant.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I thought that's what you meant to say, and I thought you'd agree. So, thanks.
Would somebody send whatever that? Whatever the final version of that is.
Yeah, I don't know who to send it to, though. We don't really have a functioning list. I'll send it to you and Nancy. How's that? Or whoever's email
you.
I have.
Okay. Yeah, send it to me, too, if you might don't mind, Lydia. Then I'll just think about it a little bit.
All right. Yeah. Is there any objection to Lydia's...
and John.
As
substitute motion.
As friendly amended by John. Okay. Well, hearing none, is there any objection to forwarding this to the PNB as amended? Okay. Hearing none. I will do that as soon as I receive the amendment. The last item on the agenda is a membership rate discussion. And, Serene, I must apologize. I don't know whether there was a motion actually introduced. There was an ongoing discussion, but I didn't have time to listen to it all. If there is a motion that you'd like to introduce now, or if it was the same motion as was introduced then, this would be the time to do it. But in any case, would you introduce and motivate this discussion?
Can anyone hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks. I'm driving. I can't see whether I'm not unmuted. Okay, and I don't have access to the motion. I don't have access to the internet, but I did send it, I think, ahead of our last meeting. The issue was that in 2003, when these bylaws were approved, the cash rate for membership was $25. It still is. And the minimum wage in California was about $8-something. I'm sorry. I think I sent all of that at the last meeting, and I haven't been online for the past couple of days. Can someone look back at that motion?
Serene, which address would you have used? Yes, that's Serene?
Yeah.
Let me just check.
And since the minimum wage for the state of California has gone up. The proposal was to increase the membership rate to $35, making the giving those who contribute labor, keeping them on par with those who contribute cash. The membership can either be $25 or 3 hours work. Those persons working for 3 hours should not be contributing more than is, you know, the value of their time.
I do have the motion. It was introduced as a motion. Serena, if you like, I'll read it. Would you like me to do that? Okay. The PNB Governance Committee recommends the PNB approve the following motion regarding statements by station management about membership rates. Station membership is Pacifica membership and comes with the right to vote and run in local board elections. While station management is free to create categories of membership with various perks and privileges, no station shall claim there exists a difference between the station membership rate and the Pacifica membership rate, nor shall they suggest that basic membership comes at a rate different from that set by the Pacifica bylaws. Did you want to reintroduce that? Serene?
Can anyone hear me?
Serene, you're on mute.
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay, good. That's the motion.
Okay, and I just sent it to GovList, which I assume we're all getting now. Anyone wish to discuss this?
Question, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
What is the actual intent of this motion? I mean, the bylaws currently set the $25 rate. Does this do anything more than say, yeah, we're going to do that?
Well, it does. The intent of the motion is to the intention. There are actually several things that I hope to accomplish with this. One is, as I said, I don't remember because I'm sorry, I'm driving. But if in fact you can become a member by giving a certain amount of cash or working a certain number of hours, when the value of those hours increases because the minimum wage has gone up, then the cash that you would need to contribute so that it remains an equitable matter between those who have the cash and those who have the time, it requires that that we do the math and make, you know, the cash donation requirement roughly three times, I'm sorry, roughly the same as the value of 3 hours of work. So that's why it would increase from 25 to 35, because the minimum wage is going, I think I asked that it be effective, was it January 1st?
That's what you wrote.
Okay, good. Thanks. I'm driving. I can't see what I wrote. It's been a month.
2016. Increases to $10 per hour.
Right, so I think, exactly. So that's where that's from. The other thing is that there are two stations, and we don't necessarily need to identify them. Point is not necessarily to put anyone on the spot, but there are two stations that regularly say that, you know, well, Pacifica membership is $25, but station membership is $35. There really is no distinction between Pacifica membership and station membership. You're Pacifica station. If you're a member of the station, you're a member of Pacifica. It is at best confusing, at worst misleading. To act as though there's a difference between those two things. And there's one amendment I wanted to make. I think the language I used with management is free to create different categories of membership, and I think it might have been Benito or someone who asked that we not use the term membership there, but different categories for donors or supporters or some other word. I don't care which one you pick. Somebody can pick a word and they'll go with it. But I'll change that to use of membership to it so that it's not confusing.
May I make a substitute motion, Mr. Chair?
Certainly.
I would move that the Governance Committee recommends to the PNB that they take all necessary steps to change the membership rate from $25 to $40 a year or 4 hours of work a quarter.
This is Lydia.
Per quarter. Well, that's the bylaws amendment, actually.
Yeah. Well, I say to take all necessary steps to change that.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, good, Lydia.
Okay, so I think that this is the type of motion that needs to be divided because some of it does require bylaws change. To me, the minimum wage is not as relevant. To me, that's not a compelling reason. However, the one thing that has caught my attention has been the universal use or misuse of membership with a variety of rates. So I think that should be a network-wide, according to the bylaws, whatever that is. If the bylaws were to change to be 35, then that's what it should be. So I think that should be a standalone motion, that there needs to be uniformity in identifying the membership rate currently at 25. And I agree, if you are going to say, well, if you want to be a gold standard supporter, you know, then you use different phraseology as opposed to membership. And I think that would be a better solution. But I don't have the motion in front of me, so...
Well, I do.
It's hard to craft.
The motion, as I see it in front of me, really contains only that. The discussion about raising the minimum wage and all of that, I don't see that. That the minimum wage
is
raised. Yes. Is that in a separate email, or where is that?
Sorry, George, I can't understand what you're saying. Are you recognizing me? I was asking.
Yes, I was asking
you,
actually.
Okay, so the whole thing about the minimum wage and so on and so forth is not part of the motion. It was an explanation for folks about why the motion is being made. And, you know, I mean, there's the minimum wage and there's the living wage and, you know, whatever, but it has to be tied to something. And I would object to having it. I'm not quite sure I understand Lydia's concern. The amendment that the bylaws currently allow the board to set the membership fee. So it is one thing to... The board can, without making a quote bylaw change, change the membership fee from its current 25 to whatever amount. I have concerns about Mal's amendment, and I can discuss this and.
That information is essential then. What the bylaws does.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I said the last piece that you said was essential because I was about to rule Mal's motion out of order because it requires a bylaws change. But what you're saying is the PNB can set the rate for basic membership, and that's what the bylaws says, not that it shall be 25, but that the PNB... I don't have it in front of me. What do the bylaws say about this?
It says 25.
No. It says that the board can adjust it. Obviously, I can't read it right now. But if someone goes to is it Article 3?
No, I've got it.
Yes. Would you read it, Lydia?
Yes. Okay. Listener sponsor members shall be any natural persons who, within the preceding 12-month period, have contributed to a minimum of $25 to any foundation radio station, or such minimum amount as the board of directors may from time to time decide. So she's correct about that. Number two, have volunteered a minimum of 3 hours of service to any foundation radio station. And said contribution, blah, blah. So that is correct.
Okay.
And there's more. And there's more with dollar amounts here.
And it says, where a contribution is made jointly by two individuals and the contribution is in an amount equal to or more than the annual membership contribution required for two memberships that's set by the board, again, it stresses from time to time, that each of the joint donors shall be considered an individual and separate listener sponsor member. $50
right.
more, to give an example.
Right, so if we change this to 35, then it would be 70.
Okay, so I think there are really two separate issues, and they're posed, I think, clearly enough by Serene's original motion, which says, essentially, we've only got one basic membership. At the moment, it's $25. That's not in the motion, but that there is just one, and we shouldn't misrepresent that. The second issue is whether we should raise that, and that's it seems to me, is encompassed by Mal's substitute. Mal, would you just say it again or read it again?
Well, I will leave out the hours because that isn't subject to PNB change. The PNB can change the amount of the contribution which makes someone a member, and my motion is to tell the PNB that the governance committee wishes the PNB to change the minimum amount to $40.
Okay.
That's it.
That's clear enough. So you'd made that as a substitute.
Yes, because from what I understand, the main motion was to change it to $35.
No, that wasn't actually in the main motion. It has no mention of. It was in the discussion, but it wasn't actually in the motion.
All right. Well,
so we don't. Would it be all right if we made that as a simple amendment to Serene's, and
of
we
course.
Don't have to consider one or the other? Okay. So I'll take that as
point of
yes. Go ahead, Serene.
I did not say 35 in the motion.
No.
You said.
I'll read it again. The PNB Governance Committee recommends the PNB approve the following motion regarding statements by station management about membership rates. Station membership is Pacifica membership and comes with the right to vote and run in local board elections. While station management is free to create categories of membership with various perks and privileges, no station shall claim there exists a difference between the station membership rate and the Pacificus membership rate, nor shall they suggest that basic membership comes at a rate different from that set by the Pacifica bylaws. So again, that seems to me to clearly state the issue about obfuscating the fact that you can become a member for $25. And then Mal's would say, would be further a recommendation to the PNB that it be raised to $40. That, of course, can be amended if people wish. But anyway, so that's what's on the floor, actually, is Mal's amendment.
May I motivate it?
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
It seems to me that we've talked for a number of months. Well, I've been on this committee for years now. We've always recognized that it's short of money. Each station is short of money. And enough time has passed since the $25 rate was set that I think it's clear we need to raise that rate in order to keep the stations from doing membership drives every other month, and so I suggest that a minimum rate should be $40 and not $25. That's it.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, I have William Stack.
I hear.
Yes, John into the queue.
William.
Nancy. Lydia.
John. Lydia. Anyone else?
Nancy, please.
Nancy. Okay, let's see. Serene?
Okay, thanks. So I am in the way of a very big bus. Hang on. I pulled over to talk to you guys so I wouldn't lose you by getting in the tunnel. And I was blocking somebody. Give me a minute to back up. Sorry. Okay, so I'm surprised that I did not include the specific language about $35 because I remember typing it up. I don't know whether I sent it as a separate amendment, but I'll accept that nobody sees it, so it must not have been sent. But that said, I think $40 is too much. I think there's still a massive unemployment. We are in a recession, most of us. And that would be an increase of someone with slightly better math skills. What is that, 60%?
Yes,
60%. People's incomes have, for the most part, not jumped that high. And we are, I don't know. You know, I actually was thinking about $30 initially, but I, you know, why go through all the trouble for $5? So I said 10, but I don't know, $40 seems like a lot of money. I know $40 is a lot of money for me. And when it comes to the issue of membership, and, you know, people can get membership by time, money, or waivers. No station has a waiver policy in place that I'm aware of. Whenever I have heard of waiver policies being instituted, it's usually something that's instituted at the very last minute at the few stations that consider it before an election. So that seems to me to be quite a big jump in the economic some of the stimulus. Town 1? I don't even remember anymore. So that seems like a lot of money. I would want us to leave it at 35.
Tony for the stat.
Okay, I'm going to put myself on, Tony, and right after you.
Wait a minute.
You didn't forget me, right?
No, I have William, John, Lydia, Nancy, Tony, myself.
Okay.
William.
Thank you. I move to divide the two separate.
Yeah.
Well, we're actually only voting on the amendment, so you can just vote that up or down in either case.
I'd rather have comments.
Point of order?
Yes.
Before we got into this, remember, I had moved to divide.
Well, Lydia, you were moving to divide something that wasn't there from something that is there. There is.
No, you just read it. You just read her motion about how the stations need to delineate
yes.
membership from another category. I'm saying divide that uniformity portion of the motion with raising the membership rate.
Okay. So when you made that motion, I gathered you were under the impression that it was part of the original motion to raise the membership rate, but it wasn't. And Mal subsequently made the amendment to raise the membership rate. So that's what we have in front of us, and it's effectively divided anyway. You can vote on that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Now I understand. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a point of information.
Yes.
I'm unclear as to why. I mean, Mal is amending it, and what William and Lydia seem to be saying is they want it to be completely separate, not an amendment to my motion, but to deal with them completely separately.
He
already made it as an amendment, but it's germane, so it's appropriate for it to be an amendment, and the effect of separating it would be first you vote on Mal's, and then you would vote on yours. That's the same procedure when it's an amendment, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does matter, because if both portions are approved, they end up as being part of the same motion. And the intent, as I understand Lydia and William, is to have them dealt with completely separately.
Okay.
Yes. I agree with that, William.
Okay, I've already ruled on what the situation is. The parliamentary situation. If the effect of voting against Mal's amendment is that you then get to consider, in any case, Serene's. If you had separated them and you wanted to approve MALs or not approve MALs, that would be done first, and it would be in addition to then moving on to the, whether you want to approve or disapprove Serene's motion. Now, you might vote, but it might get amended, and you might not want to vote for Serene's as amended, whereas if it was separated, then you could vote on them completely separately. The way it happened was it was made as an amendment. If it's okay with Mal, I'm willing to just have it as a standalone motion. But actually, that's
sure.
not
fine.
In that case, what we're going to do is we're going to consider Serene's motion first, and then we're going to consider Mal's motion second. Is there any objection to that? Good. Hearing none. Is there any objection to Serene's motion?
We don't know what our motion was. Did you
I'll read it again.
I have to amend it. I did say I wanted to amend it. When we get to talking about different levels, that management can create different levels of membership, we should use different categories of membership. We should use different categories of support.
Okay, so I'll read it that way then. The PNB Governance Committee recommends that PNB approve the following motion regarding statements by station management about membership rates. Station membership is Pacifica membership and comes with the right to vote and run in local board elections. While station management is free to create categories of support with various perks and privileges, no station shall claim there exists a difference between the station membership rate and the Pacifica membership rate, nor shall they suggest that basic membership comes at a rate different from that set by the Pacifica bylaws. Is everybody clear? Anybody have a question about what the motion is? Is there any objection to the motion?
I'd like to hear it one more time. My call dropped and I just got back on.
Okay. The PNB Governance Committee recommends the PNB approve the following motion regarding statements by station management about membership rates. Station membership is Pacifica membership and comes with the right to vote and run in local board elections. While station management is free to create categories of support with various perks and privileges, no station shall claim there exists a difference between the station membership rate and the Pacifica membership rate, nor shall they suggest that basic membership comes at a rate different from that set by the Pacifica bylaws.
Okay, so my question is, these extra categories, these are presumably extra cost, higher status levels of membership, like, you know, gold, premium, platinum, whatever. You pay more and you get extra something or other, but not lowering, not going below the $25, $30, or $35, or $40.
Well, it's $25 at the moment,
right?
And I believe that's the intent of the motion. Yes.
Okay, but it doesn't say that. It just says you can create other categories of different prices.
What is it doesn't say?
Or just read it again. As I heard you say that, you can. It looks to me like the station management can create a $5 class if they want, because it's a different class.
Nor shall they suggest that basic membership comes at a rate different from that set by the Pacifica bylaws. That's $25.
So what are these other classes of membership that can be created by management?
Well, you can...
Irrelevant. Just clarifying what membership means.
So let me try to respond to his question. So, for instance, for $40, you can... you can get a certain kind of premium. There's that kind of stuff. But also, for $500, you'll be invited to the Golden Donors Circle or something like that, which meets once a month and we throw a party for you. I don't know that anything exists like that. I'm just saying that that's the kind of thing that's basically being ruled out as a category for membership. Is that clear enough? I mean, is there anything else?
I just need to hear it one more time to get that.
Okay.
I've heard those clarifying remarks. Now I need to listen to them.
Can I just read the last part, which is the sort of actionable part?
I think so, yeah.
Well, station management is free to create categories of support with various perks and privileges. No station shall claim there exists a difference between the station membership and the Pacifica membership rate, nor shall they suggest that basic membership comes at a rate different from that set by the Pacifica bylaws.
Okay, I got it. I withdraw my question. Question's been answered. I withdraw my objection.
Okay. Does anyone else have an objection to this? Okay. Well, hearing none.
Nancy. I'm a little bit worried about leaving it free to management to create perks and privileges. I wish we could give some examples, but if this group thinks it's good to trust the management to do these things, then I wonder.
Lydia. You'd like to consider discussion? Okay. Lydia, go ahead.
I mean, they're doing it already. Everybody has these different categories depending on the need of their particular station to raise money or how they think. I don't think we can clip the wings of fundraising efforts that are within the confines of what we do, which is listener-sponsored support. So anything within that context is certainly, I don't think that we can negate that. But it's already happening throughout the network, so I would not want to suppress it, especially because some of the stations that are using it, in particular PSW, has been successful at it and has helped them recover from their difficulties at some point in time. But I think it's very important to delineate that and separate that out from the membership.
Any other discussion on this?
Okay, does this motion change the basic membership from $25?
No. We're going to continue.
No, it doesn't. Sorry.
Okay.
It just stops these two different rates, you know,
Nancy,
that I've seen.
I'd like to
vote on my motion before I get into the topic.
I'm trying to get to it, Serene. So are there any objections, any further objections to Serene's motion as I've read? Okay. Hearing none, then, that motion is approved and will be forwarded to the PNB. The next motion is Mal's motion, Mal, would you say it again? Or
the Governance Committee recommends to the PNB that the basic membership rate be changed from $25 to $40 a year.
Okay. Now, I had a stack on this as an amendment. I'll take a stack on it again, with preference given to the people who are on the first stack.
This is what he... Oh, you're going to read it? Okay.
So the stack was... William hadn't spoken yet. John, Lydia, Nancy, Tony, and myself. So, I guess, William, do you want to speak on this?
No, I pass.
Okay, John, do you want to speak on this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, John, Lydia, do you want to speak on this?
Yes.
Nancy, do you?
Yes.
And Serene, if you can still hear me.
Okay.
Yes, we hear you.
Tony? Tony?
Did you call on me?
Yes.
I haven't called on anyone yet. Myself?
Hello?
Yes. Serene... you had already spoken on it as an amendment. Do you want to speak on it again as a freestanding motion? Doreen?
Now she's in the tunnel.
Yeah. Can't hear you. Okay. We'll put her on if she comes back. Okay, John, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm basically opposed to this motion because I've noticed that the total enrollment of listener sponsors around the network seems to be going down. Berkeley used to have 18,000, are down, I think around 14. KPFK used to have 17,000, we're down at 14 and a half or something. I think that similar things may be going on in other places.
I think that the bulk of the money that we bring into the station is not from the basic membership, but rather from these extra costs, things we do in fund drives, premiums, so whatsoever. We at KPFK have this problem making quorum. This is the wrong time to be increasing the basic minimum enrollment cost. It's almost like a poll tax. I oppose it for the two grounds of we should not stop people from joining at the minimum cost so that they can become, you know, active membership, active voters, and we shouldn't have a poll tax either. It's just wrong. So I favor these high-class executive memberships for, you know, getting your name on a gold plaque in the lobby and all that kind of stuff. That's fine. But basically, let's not drive out the little people on the bottom. Let's keep them in. $25 is the best way to do that. And with regard to this whole notion of equalizing the value of labor, you know, at the California minimum wage, well, this is, in my view, is over-regulating. The issue is people come in at KPFK and we answer phones, and, you know, 3 hours is your membership stuff. It just seems like a reasonable amount of time to go in and answer the phones in the first place. You go in there one night, answer phones for 3 hours, you're a member for a year. And the fact that it's, we need to make it commensurate with the California minimum wage, it's really not wage labor. This is really a donation of time to make the station work. And the $25 is a token cost to make the station work. And so let's not get bogged down in the over-regulation of the of its calculation, because it's really not wage labor. It's really a donation of time or a donation of money. And the rest of the money comes in from our premiums and other fundraising activities. So I strongly oppose raising the $25 fee to even $26.
Okay, Lydia?
Yes, I agree. And also that your, because you have two stations who, because they have not been able to increase their listenership, are currently not eligible for the CPB special grants based on membership, that that just threatens that all the more. I mean, I personally would rather have us have a million members at $1 for a membership than to keep raising it. The point is to increase our listenership, and that reaps the side benefit of hopefully two of the stations regaining its membership and increasing it. I think any increase would further help to depress that. And plus, the 25 is now so ingrained in all of us that some people might send 25 thinking that they're going to be a member, and then, lo and behold, oh, we changed it. So I will vote, be voting against this, or I vote against the 35 as well. Any increase, I will vote against.
Nancy.
Yes. Thank you, John Wenger, and thank you, Lydia Brazon. Yes. This, I understand Mal's frustration and concern that we're having financial difficulties, but this is not the way to do it. The way to do get out of financial difficulties would be to expand our volunteer power, bring more volunteers into the station and into the work, and reduce the highest salaries. We've become too drunk on salaries when you compare with our beginning spirit and the way things were. And this and more pertinent programming to the community and to the community's needs. These things, these three things, expanding the volunteer, reducing the higher salaries, and more pertinent programming, these are things that we should be going for, not just raising the price. This will drive away a lot of people. But I'm glad that we did pass that first motion, so I think it needs a little more teeth, but that's at another time, like tell some kind of special message to our programmers so they know, because some programmers are confused. They don't know. They hear one price, and then they hear another price, and they, what is it? They even ask sometimes. So, no, I'm not. And if this group wants to raise the price, keep at least the 25 for, I don't know, elderly or students. No, I really don't like this idea of raising it. I'm sorry. That's all. Back to you.
Tony? Tony, you there?
Tony?
You say Tony?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think this
this business of we need to take our time to really look at this business of raising membership. It's not something we can just do in a committee. We need to look at each station and study this more. Because just because there's a declining revenue and membership doesn't necessarily mean increasing the fee is going to increase the membership. So I would be against this. I would be against, in fact, I'd be against any motion at this stage that increases that 25 until we've analyzed and studied that basic membership number by each station and come up with a thorough, deliberated recommendation on that. That would be mine. I would oppose any increase until we do.
Thank you. Oops. Okay. Does anyone? Well, I'm on the stack, but does anyone want to speak for the amendment?
I would like for the motion. Be heard again, but
this is Serena. I'd like to speak in favor. If you guys can hear me.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. So I did speak before, and I'll speak again as someone who is not always in a position to give money to causes I support, but who often will give time. I don't think I recognize, I acknowledge the concerns about the CPD issue and the number of members and so on and so forth. And one of the things I hope we'll end up with before long is a national development director, since I don't know what's happening locally, but there certainly is a need to have some more money coming in to the foundation in creative ways. So I acknowledge that the CPB membership issue might be a problem, but we're losing CPB money for all kinds of reasons besides membership. And I don't think that people who give time should be treated any differently from people who give money. If we're not going to change the rate from $25, then we should reduce the contribution of time to below 3 hours, and we know that that can't happen without a bylaw amendment, which I think is unlikely to go through any time this year for sure. In the meantime, people's time is worth something, and it should not be worth any less than those people who can simply write a check. That's my view.
Lawrence to the stack, please.
Good, Lawrence.
So I'm respectful against this motion. I agree with what Tony just said as well, that we should definitely, take it station by station. If anything, and I'm not going to propose a working group to do that because I can't join anymore. I'm just completely against this because we're already in this big divide right now, at least at KPFK, where, you have these... it seems to be very affluent people who are donating money for very expensive premiums. So, to further go ahead and create somewhat of a caste system of membership by increasing it is something that I'm definitely not for. Respectfully to my colleagues, but I can't support this.
Okay, I want to make one comment, which is that at KPFT we do have waivers of membership, and they are legitimate. We have a large listenership who are in prison. They can't contribute money or they might possibly be able to contribute money, but they often ask for waivers. And they're considered on a time-by-time basis, and it's done in an ongoing way. It's not just simply a way to pad the books. I'd like to go and take the roll now. We're almost out of time anyway. Is there any objection to going to a vote on this?
Yes.
I'd like to make one comment, William.
Okay. That was William?
And I would like to be heard
certainly
as well, since
okay, William,
I'm the only one who's spoken in favor of it.
That's
and
right.
Spoken against it. I would like to be heard in closing.
Okay, William, you first, and then Mal.
Okay, I think someone suggested research, and maybe it was Tony. The thing to look at in my somewhat accountant mind is how many members contribute only $25 a year. if that turns out to be only 100 people, increasing it isn't going to increase any revenue. You know, if it turns out that there's 10,000 of the 15,000 are only giving $25, then increasing might help. But otherwise, increasing will probably hurt. But that's what to look for. How many people are giving only $25 a year? Most people are buying premiums, I think. Thanks.
You'll have the final word.
Thank you. I respect the fact that I'm in the losing side of this motion, but I would like to point out a couple of things in closing. The first is that the membership rate has been $25 for a long time now, and all of a sudden we're losing members. Well, it clearly cannot then be because of the $25. So that's, I think, a straw horse. The second point is that we are, after all, a collection of radio stations. People judge us not by how much we charge, but by the content of our stations. And insofar as we're losing listeners and haven't changed the membership rate, I suggest that we ought to take a very careful look at what's on the damn stations, and that is what's causing a drop in membership. And certainly raising the membership rate this modest amount, $15, cannot seriously be thought to cut down the membership of our five stations. It just doesn't work that way. We're judged by what the content is of the air that we put out, and we'd better pay some attention to that. Thank you.
Shireen, please.
Well, all right, Kitzer.
Hi, Shireen for the Stack.
Yeah, you're it. Go ahead.
Okay. So I would ask that we table this motion and set up a working group, and I hope some of the people who said it needed more study will join, to actually get at the numbers, you know, to actually talk to our membership people and get at the numbers and see what we're looking at, see where the trend is, because it's actually been $25 in a sense for many more years than since these 2003 bylaws, because it used to be $50 for like a family membership or a couple. So those people are still, where is this guy going? So those people are still essentially paying paying $25 a piece anyway. So that's my...
Well, Serene, you can
do it. I don't want to table it. I do want to propose the path for it.
Okay, so it seems to me you can do that with an amendment, which is that we refer this to a task force which will be created tonight, I assume.
I will accept amendments since the alternative is just to lose.
Bye-bye.
Nancy on the stage.
Serene, is that acceptable to you? That we
absolutely
move through? Okay. We are actually out of time. If we want to discuss this, we're going to have to extend time. Otherwise, we have to go to a vote on it.
Extend.
I don't think anybody would object to having a task force.
Well, as I say, if we want to discuss it, and it sounds like some people do, we're going to have to extend time. Does anybody want to move to extend time?
Can I vote yes now? Because I'm on the West Side Highway. I'm going to get blocked.
I'm not hearing a motion to extend time.
I move to extend 10 minutes.
I object.
Objection.
I object.
Okay. I'm going to take the roll on extending time for 10 minutes. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Can I vote first? I'm going to get... On what?
Yes.
On the task force?
Yes, go ahead. No, you're voting on extending time.
Oh, I get dropped. All right.
Was that a yes or no?
No.
Serene, I didn't get you. What was it, yes or no? Did anybody hear her?
No.
She said yes, but then she got dropped.
Okay, so...
No, Serene, this is Serene. I didn't get dropped yet. I want to vote yes to the task force because I almost certainly will get dropped.
What about extending?
It's about extending time, Serene. Do you want to extend?
Well, yes to extend, but if not, then we're just voting on it straight up. Yes to the task force.
Got it. Okay. Mal.
Yes.
This is to extend time.
I understand.
Benito. Sorry, I'm just going to call the people who are here. William here, Argan?
No.
Joseph K?
No.
Tony Norman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence?
No.
Okay. Serene voted yes. Nancy?
Yes, to extend.
John Wenger?
No.
Okay, so the motion fails, vote of 6-3. What's next on is Serene's motion to refer this to a task force. Is there any objection to that?
This is Lydia. Yes, I object.
Okay, then we're going to take a vote on referring to a task force. Lydia?
No.
Mal?
Yep.
William?
Yes.
Joseph K?
Yes.
Pat Logan? Sorry, Tony Norman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence?
Yes.
Serene voted yes in absentia. Nancy?
Yes. Nancy, yes.
John Wenger?
No.
Okay, so the vote is 7 yes, 2 no. So the motion is disposed of by referring to a task force. Do we have volunteers to populate that task force?
William?
I'm going to tentatively put down Serene. She can withdraw if she doesn't. Nancy?
Yes.
Anyone else?
Tony? Somebody from Washington?
Okay. Hearing no others, then the task force is William, Serene, and Nancy. We've appointed two task forces tonight. We didn't decide a time to come back to us, but hopefully within the month. That concludes the business for tonight, and we are adjourned.
George, can you be sure to send me the motions tonight and also Janet?
Yes, certainly.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay, George and Lydia, I thank you everyone.
Goodbye, all.
Good night.